So this story ends with me in a parking lot of a hospital in West Africa at 1 a.m. on the phone with my dad telling him everyone survived. So I'll tell you how we got there. Everyone did survive, so it's not too sad of a story. I studied public health as an undergrad, and between my sophomore and junior year, I had the opportunity to intern for a nonprofit in Ghana. I was working out of Accra. I was there for 2 months, and we had about a four-day break in between the 2 months that were going on. So me and about 10 other college students who were a part of this program, we were adventurous, a little naive, all 18 to 20 years old, very excited that we were on an adventure. We decided to set up a little trip about 18 hours north to this national park called Mole National Park. It's got, you know, giraffes, lions. We were stoked to see all that stuff, you know. We were in Ghana. We were ready to go. So day one, we rented a bus. It was about a 10-row, probably 20-seater bus. We hired a Ghanaian driver, Emmanuel. We had a couple of interpreters with us. And then we had our program advisor, who was the only American adult with us. So, you know, we were on our own. We were excited about it. Again, the drive was 18 hours. It was a long drive. We split it up into 2 days. The second day, we had dinner. We were lagging a little bit. We had about 2 hours left on our trip to Mole National Park. And the last 2 hours of this drive are on a very bumpy rural dirt road. No lights. And you're really not supposed to be driving at night. In general, there are police checkpoints on the highways, kind of stopping people, gathering groups to send them out together. But again, we were adventurous. We wanted to get there. We were 2 hours away. We thought, what could go wrong? So we're on this bumpy rural dirt road. Sun had just set. We're about 30 minutes into this two-hour drive in the woods, essentially. Pitch black. I'm sitting behind the passenger seat. There's no one up front. Emmanuel's right here driving. There's a cooler between us. I think I was DJing. And up ahead, I see this roadblock. Now, again, there are a lot of police checkpoints, so I didn't think too much of it. But it was a white pickup truck. There was a bonfire on the side of the road. And Emmanuel, who is Ghanaian, he knew immediately that it was a sketchy situation. So he stops. He's putting the car in reverse. What happened next happened in the span of, I would say, like 30 seconds to a minute. As he's doing that, I see up ahead about 30 yards between us and the roadblock, six or seven guys come sprinting out of the woods. I remember I saw a stick, I saw a machete, didn't see a gun, but I remember distinctly they were wearing headlamps, and the headlamps were bobbing in the darkness, very aggressive. I could tell they were sprinting. So Emmanuel does this, ready to go in reverse, and as he's doing that, crack, there's a loud bang, glass sprays all over me. Next thing I remember, we're flying in reverse, and again, Emmanuel's doing one of these things. So I'm kind of shocked. I'm standing there. Someone yells, "Patrick, get down." I look back. Everyone in the back of the bus, they're laying in the aisle. They're down underneath the seat. They realized that a gunshot had gone off. And so that's when it hit me. Okay, I need to get down. So I get into the well. I look over. Emmanuel, he's wearing a white T-shirt. There's blood spreading in his stomach. So he'd been shot. Funny side story. Not funny when it happened, but looking back on it, I remember at one point saying, oh, my God, Emmanuel, are you okay? And he goes, "No, I've been shot." And I was like, "You're right. I'm sorry, sir." So that was dumb. But flying in reverse. He doesn't know if someone's chasing us. We don't know. Obviously, we're all freaking out. He does a crazy Jason Statham K-turn, like for real. He was a hero that day. Slides on the dirt, gets us going forward. We realize no one's chasing us. They hadn't followed us. They only shot once. But he didn't. And he was running on adrenaline. He had been shot, you know, it makes sense. But now he's going like 70, 80 miles an hour on this bumpy rural dirt road. And the next fear was, you know, oh shit, we're going to crash. You know, I was sure of it. So we're yelling, "Emmanuel, slow down. Emmanuel, slow down. Emmanuel, slow down." Finally, we get him to slow down. Get him to stop. We kind of sit there for a second in the darkness. Like, Emmanuel, get in the back seat. You know, people are crying. People are freaking out. You know, we take the shirt off. He's got, you know, obviously, you know, an entry wound. You know, someone gets the gauze. I'm still kind of sitting there, you know, in awe. Some people are operating amazingly. Other people are staying out of the way. But, you know, the next thing is, all right, we need to get to a hospital. We need to get back to civilization or, you know, a hospital. So We go, who drives stick shift? Can anyone drive stick shift? My friend Josh from UC Davis, he was the only one who could drive. He raised his hand. Josh, you're driving. Get up there. Josh gets in the front seat. And then we just drive for 30 minutes. We get to a police checkpoint back on the highway. These two gentlemen who wanted to go after the bandits that shot at us, we had to be like, no, you have to take this guy to a hospital. We're a bunch of dumb kids. Shouldn't have been here. Please take this guy to the hospital. Finally, they do. And it's probably about an hour ride back to the hospital. So it gives you a lot of time to think. And, we just, we were silent. Josh, again, this kid was driving. He was, 20 years old, just white knuckle on this road, heading back to Tamale, which is the nearest town. So we get to this hospital. Emmanuel's in surgery. And we just kind of sit there in the parking lot. And, we're passing around a cell phone. And this is back to where I started my story. I had the opportunity to call my dad. My dad, God love him, he calls me Patty O'Malley. I pick up, Patty O'Malley, how you doing? We're in Nantucket. We're having a cocktail. What's going on? So I'm sitting there, in the parking lot. Dad, before I tell you what happened, just know that everyone's okay. And I could hear the, oh, what's going on? But at that moment, I was thinking back to, when we were screaming and freaking out in this bus. And I was thinking about my parents. I was thinking about my family. And I told him that. And as a 20-year-old, I was always trying to be young gun, adventurous, strong. But that moment, I kind of said, hey, I was thinking about you guys. I thought, it was really scary. And I showed him more vulnerability than I had, I think, as an adult. And the leap that we took probably wasn't the smartest, but it's not something I'll forget. Thank you.